Hi, everyone. This is Kim and Mike, and we're just delighted to sit with you for a few minutes and share some good stuff.
Well, the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is in full swing here as we hit the midweek stride. And coming up, of course, we're going to be looking on February 6th at the Jackson Dean Concert at 8 p.m. And if you're into the music, you want to check out Ian Munsick with Colby Acuff. That's at 8 o'clock on February 7th, Friday night. And a lot of things going on clear through the weekend. Don't forget the Boots and Beer Festival. All right, must be 21 to get to that one. Beer tasting starts at 7 o'clock. Live music, part of the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
And Tri-State Livestock News. Now let's get serious, folks. Tri-State Livestock News has so much to offer. Ranching, breeding information, markets, agriculture. They have livestock auction reports, local, national, and international livestock industry news, special interest sections. They have so much. And the only way you're going to know about that is if you get subscribed today. Go to tsln.com.
Can I share a couple of interesting shower thoughts?
Sure.
If elevators hadn't been invented, all the CEOs and important people would have their offices on the first floor as a sign of status.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about that for
a second.
That
is hilarious. Mm-hmm.
All right. People who are born during the winter probably have more long sleeve shirts than people born in the summer due to birthday gifts. Hadn't thought about that.
I hadn't.
Now we have.
Yeah.
So something to think about today with your cup of coffee.
Very good. A lot. Boy, that's heavy thinking. So here's a little cute piece. My son had to give up his career because of fallen arches. So it kind of makes you wonder, is he an athlete?
Donald's go bankrupt? Or?
No. He's an architect.
Oh. No.
Yeah. Okay. No kidding. You have to give that up, cowboy. That's not going to work for you. Did you hear about the salamander that went to Hollywood to make Newt music?
Newt movies?
Newt movies. Isn't that funny?
No, I did not.
Oh, did you hear about the Jets' cocktail? Two of them, and you forget what you're nameth.
Oh, as in Joe nameth.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, did you hear about the cow that ate blue grass and mooed indigo?
Oh, I thought they were going to jump over a blue moon.
Yep, kind of, a little bit. Did you hear about the veterinarian who prescribed birth control pills for dogs?
No.
It's part of an anti-litter campaign. But wait, I have more things. Chris Beckby from Valentine sent this information. He says they are real signs and there are warning labels found on consumer products. So as we go through these, remember, it's real.
It's
we're not
real.
Making it up. Yeah, we're not making it up.
According to Chris, it's real.
And I believe him, though. I trust him.
All right.
Yes, yes. Okay, so for example, a white traffic sign at an intersection that said, right lane must right left.
Ooh, that would be confusing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, not sure what I'm supposed to do.
And a sign at an athletic facility. Notice, exercising of dogs not allowed on the course area, but exorcising is like in the exorcist of getting rid of demons. No exorcising.
Yeah. Oh, stenciled lettering on a railway. Write troon only instead of turn. They spelled it wrong. Who proofed that sign?
Outside a fast food restaurant, a sign that's seen now hiring two fish sandwiches for $3.29. Not sure if fish sandwiches can work.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. In an office building, elevator out of service, please use the elevator.
The other elevator. the other one that's not working.
Yeah, I don't know.
In another office building, attention, please make sure elevator is there before stepping in.
Oh my goodness. I hope that's a big sign.
Yes, really.
Really, really big sign. On a sidewalk at an intersection. Stop here when flashing. They have places, they set up where they want you to flash.
Okay. Another one of those on the packaging of an electric drill sold at a hardware store. Caution, this product not intended for use as a dental drill. Ooh, ow.
Oh, no kidding. Oh my gosh. Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We've got some things coming up as well from Julie in Minnesota. We appreciate when you send things so much. They just make life fun. So thanks, Chris, and thank you all for joining us here on The Good Stuff.